Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. Today, I want to talk about the difference between calling yourself something and actually being something. I remember as soon as I got my tractor-trailer license, I wanted to tell everyone that I was a trucker. However, after nearly 3 million miles of driving experience, I get annoyed by some of the people that call themselves a trucker. One time, I was training a new employee who had just got out of truck driving school. He had all the skills necessary to drive a truck, but I told the safety director for the company that I was with that he wasn't ready to be a trucker. Titles are more often earned than assigned. Today, I want to show you what it takes for Jesus to call you a disciple. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, we see his qualifications for being a disciple. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus spoke these words after one of his key leaders, Peter, thought that he was showing his allegiance to Jesus by saying that Jesus shouldn't be killed by the Jewish leaders. I believe Peter was attempting to show his devotion to Jesus. However, Jesus responded with, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man." While Peter was thinking about the life of Jesus, Jesus was thinking about the lives of everyone. Jesus was saying to deny yourself by admitting that God's will is more important than your will. There's nothing we can do to earn heaven. We need to stop trying. We just need to ask Jesus to forgive our sins. Then he says to take up your cross. We need to fully surrender to the will of God. And then he ends with, "Follow me." Folks, this means far more than following the desire to have Jesus forgive your sins. This means to live a Christ-like life. Even when life gets tough, we need to live with firm convictions and a strong faith. Being a true disciple costs, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 puts it this way, "What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose name I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Thanks for taking the time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.